Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll pick up at verse 8. And I'll come back. Let me see, can I get this loose? This every app that we have, let's see, on these different things I do, they are different. They're just different. Keep you constantly trying to figure out. Anyway, I got it. I got the Passion Translation. He says, ye were what? Sometime darkness, but now are you what?
Light.
In the Lord. Walk as children of the light. See who has delivered us from the power of darkness. Huh? And he says here, well, you were sometime darkness. In time past, you was in darkness. Now, let's just do a little. Like I said, I may wind up reading the whole book of Ephesians. Go to the second chapter in verse 1. And we're coming right back, so don't leave, don't lose that. I just want to show you something. He said in Ephesians chapter 2, And you has he quickened. That word quickened mean what? He made you alive. Who were what? Dead. You were sometime darkness, but now you're light. You were dead. You know, dead thing don't move. And what were you dead? Dead and trespassing sin. That means you didn't do anything towards God, for God, in the light and what was right and truth. None of that. You were dead. In other words, God was nowhere involved. Amen. Just like a dead dog ain't involved in walking around. He ain't involved in barking. He ain't involved. He's not involved in anything. He's just dead. And that's the way we were, dead. There was no God about us. Hello? Where in time past you walked according to what? The course of this world, according to the prince of the power there. You were under his full control. Didn't have God on your mind, no time. And when you said something about God, you took his name, God, you know, in vain. That's what you did. And I hear it all, you know, I heard a lot of time, they don't care nothing about God. They didn't say praise to God, they said, and I told a guy, he was cussing one time I was working. I said, you got it wrong, my friend. I said, God not the damner, he's the blesser.
Amen.
So let's go back to Ephesians chapter 5. He said, you were sometime darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Here's the way of the passion read. Once your light was full of sin and darkness, but now you have the very light of our Lord shining through you because of your union with him. His light is shining through you. Why? Because of your union with him. I'm in union. I'm one with him. I've been made one with the Lord. You have been made one with the Lord. And this is why you want your mind renewed. You hear what I'm saying? This is why you want your mind renewed so you can cooperate and walk in this, because you know who you are. Your spirit has been born again. Your spirit knows God. But where we get in trouble is not knowing what the word says, not knowing what the word says. Tell us what the word says. And it tells us who we are. You're going about your feeling and what you think apart from the word of God. We got to get to the place to where his thoughts is our thought, that we think like him. We got to get to the place that what's on his mind is on my mind. And you have to renew your mind with the word like that. Don't be thinking failure. Don't be, you know, most people think about how cheap they can buy something. God don't think like that. He didn't think that way when he made you. He purchased you with the highest price that could be paid. You couldn't get nothing no higher. And when we go, you got to stop thinking about cheap stuff in life. Yeah, if you want to, it's a right to get a good deal, because sometimes people overprice stuff, overcharge you. Amen. Because that's their game. That's what they do. But I'm telling you, don't be trying to get the cheapest thing, because it costs you. Amen. You go back and buy it three times, could have paid one time and had it done. And you go back and buy it three or four times, then it'll waste your money. And that's the truth.